Can you tell me a bit about the center and your role as a peer support advocacy coordinator?
Yeah, that's a pretty cool program that we have. The peer support program, peer support and advocacy program that we have at the 2110 Center is pretty much a program where we train volunteers. For an example, this year we trained 25 people to be peer support for the Concordia community and the community at large. We actually have students from McGill here who took the training this year also. So it's pretty much a bunch of people who get trained on active listening, harm reduction, a whole bunch of other issue, trans issue, obviously, where, and then they can listen to people and just give them a chance to make sense of their lives and make sense of themselves. So that's a big part of the job I do at the 2110. And then there's trans advocacy, which is also kind of pretty cool. So anything around, surrounding trans issue at the university, it's something that we, and in the community, it's also something I do in concert with some other organization like Aztec and ATQ and also Project 10. So those are all organizations that are part of the Trans Health Network, and the 2110 is part of this. So we all work together to better lives for trans people in Montreal.
Excellent. So what are some of the projects that the center was working on right now?
Okay, now that's where it's getting interesting. Okay, so now one project that we're just getting underway right now is called the DEMIT project. So it comes from like many discussions that I had over the last 2 years with mostly the lesbian community about the lack of resources for safer sex for women, mostly DEMS. So for those who don't know what DEMS are, it's this latex square or rectangle that you use when you have oral to vaginal sex. And condoms are freely available everywhere, but when it comes to protecting women for diseases, STIs like herpes, well, it's not really there. So pretty much what we're doing is we bought a whole bunch of DAMs, and we're going to do this huge survey where we're going to give out DAMs to people for them to try, and we're going to ask them in return to fill out this survey, and we're doing also a an academic research on STI and STI transmission, and we're just going to go advocate to the Ministry of Health to say, you know, condoms are cool, but how about DAMs, and try to get them freely distributed. So this is what we're going to be doing at the, like, as early as, you know, very early in January. And to launch it all, we're going to have a safer kissing booth. Now, this is going to be fun. So pretty much what we're going to be doing is we're going to be showing people how to make DAMs out of gloves and out of condoms. And then we're going to do safer kissing. So using the DAM that people will have created or will have made themselves, we're going to give each other a kiss. And it's going to, you know, achieve two goals. First of all, well, people will know how to make wines if they can't afford to buy one or buy some. And also just to show them that, yeah, you can have feelings. You know, you can have sensations when you use them. It's not, you know, this, we're not talking about a wetsuit here. You know, it's really made for it, and it's super cool. So that's one big project that we have, and I'm pretty excited about it. So that's going to be a fun one.
Excellent. Are there any other projects?
Oh, yeah, sorry, yeah. And then there's, on the trans advocacy side, there's a motion that I like to call the Benz motion, motion that we're going to present at the Senate, Concordia Senate, soon, well, actually in January. And this motion will require or request from the university to let gender nonconforming and trans people the right to use their name in their daily life or during their journey, academic journey at Concordia. So I know that you guys actually have something that is similar, where on your ID you can use, you know, a non-legalized name or a name that wasn't assigned at birth. And pretty much that's what we want to do. And it came to us from this like amazing dude, Ben, who had to go through like loops and hoops to try not to be outed in classes because he's trans, and just had to face some pretty hard, you know, big hardship, trying to live his life, go through his university journey without being outed as a trans person all the time because of his ID and because of the records that he has at the school. Now, it might sound silly, but I mean, you have roll calls where you have your name on it. So you're in a class of 100, a class of 200, and here they are calling you. Okay, let's say I'm trans, and let's say my name was Bob. Well, in class, they would call me Bob. And so you're in front of all those people, and you have to out yourself saying, you know, no, my name is not Bob, my name is Gabrielle, which can be pretty distressful. It can also lead to violence. It can lead to marginalization in your class, in your program. And if you're in women's study, if you're in gender study, that might be cool. But if you're in biology or engineering or at the John Molson School of Business, that might not be, you know, as easy. So this motion that we're getting ready right now and getting support from the CSU, from other organizations also, will actually make a huge difference in people's lives. And it's fun because Toronto, U of T, has such a program in place, and it works wonderfully. I mean, people don't have to go through loops. They write a single, you know, simple letter, they bring it to the registrar, and they have their name registered, the name they, you know, their common name of use throughout their whole academic journey, which is very, very important. So that's another thing that we have on the stove right now, which is, I think, another one that is pretty cool. I'm actually pretty excited for the next few months. It's going to be quite amazing. And the last one, and this one is, we're just like crossing our fingers and everything we can cross. We just submitted a huge grant proposal to get funding to do a training on suicide intervention. Now, it's not just suicide intervention. We're going to be training trainers. So the idea is to take people from community organizations and have those people train to then be able to give training in suicide intervention. I mean, talk about empowering, right? You have these people that will go back to their organization, and months after months, and no matter how many people will go into their organization, they will be able to train them into suicide intervention. So we did a conservative, you know, calculation of how many people we'd be able to train, including, you know, amazing people from SACOM, Project 10, and other organization that I mentioned earlier. And we think that over the next year and a half, 2 years, we'll have over 300 people trained in suicide intervention. Now, that's pretty cool also. So, yeah, we will need a cape pretty soon because we're going to be super trans people, unicorns.
All right. Sounds like some very exciting projects. Thank you very much, Gabrielle.
You're welcome.